It's all about who's that girl on a Wednesday, on a Woman Crush Wednesday here in KZN's number one. And it's a Woman Crush Wednesday where we celebrate women in different, you know, spaces, just trailblazing, doing amazing things. We bring them on this platform and remind each other to keep going and keep shining our light, right? So Candice is originally from Canada and came to South Africa 30 years ago. Loved it so much, she never left. Candice is the CEO of the Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust, which supports over 10,000 people annually in the Valley of a Thousand Hills right here, just outside Durban, right? Now, Candice has a degree in biology and public health and a background in leadership coaching. She is also a survivor of a 20-year abusive marriage. She has rebuilt her life, raised four amazing kids, and continues to empower others through her leadership and healing work. And we're so excited. Candice is in the building. Candice Moorman, how are you?
Good, and yourself? Thank you so much, Carol, for this opportunity.
We are so excited to have you here in studio. Now, take us back to moving to South Africa all those years. I mean, 30 years ago, we were still pretty much transitioning as South Africa, right?
Very much so. 1995. Mm-hmm. I just came on a bit of a whim. At the time, I couldn't get a study visa to study something I could at home. So mm-hmm. on my paperwork to Home Affairs, I actually had to handwrite a letter to UCT and say, do you even take foreign students?
Right.
And I ended up studying African politics and African history because I couldn't do that in Canada. And yeah, as stories go, who knew that it would be this beneficial and it would have helped and make a new home for myself here, and such the context it gave me, particularly at such a pivotal time in South Africa.
Right, such a pivotal time in South Africa. Now, you get here, you end up with the Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust. How did that happen between arriving 30 years ago and finding yourself here in KZN and specifically with the Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust?
That is certainly a journey and quite a navigational route that I took.
Yeah.
I've ended up moving into different cities within South Africa. As a family, we moved from Cape Town to Pretoria to Vereeniging.
Okay, Vereeniging in the house.
Didn't stay there long enough to say it correctly. And to Durban, and Durban has just been home. So studying public health, particularly in the 2000s, before there was treatment, HIV and AIDS, you couldn't talk about public health without addressing HIV and AIDS.
Right.
And it was the pandemic that was exploding and there was no treatment. So it was a crisis. How do we respond to this?
Mm-hmm.
And so that ended up becoming a specialty of mine. And I always knew of HACT, Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust, affectionately known as HACT. And it was almost an icon in public health studies, particularly here in Durban, of how public health can be have such a holistic approach.
Mm.
And then when that opportunity came, I did research for a while, and I really want to see public health research impact communities. But I missed the vibe of community, of being with community and seeing programs and action and services that make meaningful impact into people's lives.
Yeah.
So long story short, I've been with HACT now for 8 years.
Role. And I mean, we as South Africa have been quite leading in the way we've managed HIV prevention, education. It was difficult in the beginning, but I think we've gotten to a place now where people are more aware, they're taking their medication, people are testing. And then we got hit with the big one where there was funding being pulled at the time when we were actually making so much progress. We spoke briefly about how this has affected you guys, but for those who missed it, how has the funding, lack of US funding for centers such as yourself affected the day-to-day runnings?
It's been a devastating blow, to be honest. Mm. We as a center weren't currently receiving a grant from U.S. government, but we were in the pipeline to extend our advocacy work, our adherence work, particularly with youth,
yeah,
and tracking and tracing those who had defaulted, and also some of the AIDS care that we do within our Otandweni 24-bed inpatient unit for late-stage AIDS and cancer patients.
Yes.
But the ripple effect across the board is going to be, you know, it has changed the landscape as we know it.
Yeah.
And so the civil society sector, nonprofits, government, we have to reinvent how we do things. And right now we're battling to get HIV testing kits. You know, the ripple effect, even with staffing, in some mobile clinics have closed. The medication may be there, but the key staff people who are like nurses who will distributing the medication, suddenly those positions have been terminated or cut. So it is a complete revamp of how are things done. I think there's going to be a lot more strain on the nonprofit sector to fill those gaps. You know, in centers such as ours, there aren't many left that focus specifically on HIV and AIDS. And I always like to try and find a silver lining and something positive. And so it has brought HIV and AIDS back into the public focus because there has been such an outcry of how do we respond to this issue. And it's many people thought HIV and AIDS, we've been there, done that. It's from decades ago. But our pandemic is real.
It's
and we
real.
Have the largest ARV program in the world, which is something to celebrate.
Right.
But in terms of our global goals, national goals, we still have work to be done. And so it's how do we best do that collectively as a nation, collectively as stakeholders, and putting the focus of HIV back on that we can't lose the traction we've had now for 30, 40 years.
There we go. Well, more with Candace Moolman in a moment. We're going to take a short break. If you have any questions, 061-792-9495. We have the CEO of the Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust in the building.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.
Yes, it's all about Woman Crush Wednesday, and today we're so excited. We got Candace Moolman in the building. She's the CEO of the Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust. We were just chatting off air the kind of work you guys do. It's insane. Don't you want to unpack for us?
We'd love to. So it's a busy place. Yeah. We run about 18 to 20 programs simultaneously across different demographics. And why we do this is we really believe in holistic health. So it's physical health, but relational, financial, having families and people be able to take care of themselves reduces so much risk and underlying vulnerabilities. So we work with primary schools. We have a soccer program about life skills and HIV prevention. In high schools, we take learners for a four-year journey from grade 9 to grade 12 in terms of training them in their leadership ability, giving them a voice to be advocates for change. Our GoGo support group program, our GoGos are amazing. We have a network of about 1,500 grandmothers who come together for economic activities, sewing schools, community gardens. We have our GoGo Olympics, and our GoGos are fierce competitors in soccer, netball, and racing.
That's so cute.
Gender-based violence prevention program, our Wozomoya craft shops. It really gives our amazing local crafters and beaders economic access and platforms for them to have sustainable income for their households. Real heartbeat of our center is our Otondweni Place of Love Hospice and Palliative Care Unit, 24 beds for adults and children in late-stage AIDS and cancer. Out-of-school unemployed youth, we do entrepreneurship training, digital literacy for them, so financial literacy, so they have a better trajectory going forward in terms of entrepreneurship or pivoting into a workplace or internship, something that can change, their future and give them more options going forward.
Well, you changed your future. You were in a 20-year abusive marriage, which I can only imagine with four children coming out of it, what it was like for you to have left that space. What advice would you give someone who's struggling right now? They are in a relationship. They don't see a way out. There's kids involved. What do you say?
It's a hard space to be in, but it doesn't need to stay that way. And being able to ask for help, to identify what is healthy and what is not. You know, our work around gender-based violence, which we do with children and even with our go-gos, it's giving them a voice, knowing help is available, and having believing in yourself enough to have the power to take a step to change. For me, that was for my kids. I realized staying wasn't beneficial, and I was not giving my sons and my daughter an example of what it should be. I know now what a healthy marriage should be, and having ability and belief in yourself to change that story for yourself.
Yeah, it's about changing that story for yourself, right? Because everybody's writing a story.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. The way you painting it out is, it's a story. Your whole life is a story. And lastly, I guess, you know, people are listening and they're thinking, I live in Hillcrest, so the Upper Highway is my community. I want to get involved. I want to help. How do I do so? How do I get involved with the Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust?
Please give us a shout. Visit our website, www.hillaids.org.za. We often are, when people come on our campus, people say, we didn't know you were here. You're like the best kept secret in Durban. We don't want to be. Please come and see us. There's so much on center. We have our beautiful craft shop, our plant nursery, a bookstore. We have a clothing thrift store. We have a coffee shop. And the bulk of our work is in community. It is in the Valley of 1,000 Hills. And we just love to share our story, have people get involved. There's a lot of different ways people can volunteer or donate. Our inpatient unit is looking, you know, we have an updated list of how people can connect. For all the CEOs and BBE consultants out there, we would love to have a conversation about SED, economic development, and supplier development spend. There's just so many ways for people to connect. The reality is hospices are really challenged. We've had 15 hospices in South Africa downsize or close since COVID-19 due to funding challenges. Mm. We're one of the few resources left, and we are this city's and our Upper Highway community's asset, serving communities for families that didn't have any other option. And as I said, a lot of our work is around building healthier families. Mm-hmm. Whether you're HIV positive or negative, it's irrelevant. It's how can we build healthy, empowered, and AIDS-free communities? We're this city's resource, changing that demographic, changing that story. And we would love people to come and connect with us in any way possible. But we're here. This is actually our 35th anniversary year.
Wow.
Which is something we really celebrate.
That's amazing.
What we do has changed as the pandemic has changed, or the epidemic has changed. But we would love to have people connect with follow our socials. They can get a sense of our ongoing programs. There's so many ways to connect with us.
I love it. And you can go to hillaids.org.za for more. That's hillaids.org.za for more, or Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust on social media. Candace Millman, the CEO, thank you so much for joining us in studio. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Carol. This has been an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
All the best.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.